This is Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News with Libby Collins. And now it's time for New at 9.
Well, everybody's talking about those Brewers trades, and joining us at New at 9 is the host of Brewers Warm Up and Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio. Dom, nobody knows more about the Brewers than you do. And what excites you most about the trades that we've seen take place over the last week or so?
You know, I think the bottom line, while the big fish that was out there that a lot of Brewers fans wanted in Tarek Skubal didn't come to the Brewers still got better, right? They still added to their bullpen. They added a fourth starter that could start a playoff game if need be. But the Brewers, simply put, they know their core moving forward when it comes to the pitching side of things. They know it's the man taking the mound today in Jacob Mizrowski. They know it's Kyle Harrison, who they acquired in a trade in the offseason. And they know it's Logan Henderson, who they also homegrown just like Miz was. So I think those are the big three. Those are untouched. Would have been nice to add one more like Tarek Skubal to that name, sure. But otherwise, the Brewers still got better, adding to some key roles that they needed.
All right, they got better. But how did they compare with their rivals in the division and what they acquired during the trades?
You know, I talked about it after the trade deadline last Monday, where people are reacting to the Cubs making as many moves as they made and thinking, oh my goodness, they're making moves and the Brewers aren't. Does that mean the Brewers are apoplectic and they're not gonna win this division? I simply said the reason the Cubs made all of those moves is because they literally had to even have a chance to catch the Brewers.
Their
Their pitching staff has been completely decimated by injuries. Their top three, they do not have a core top three prior to the trade deadline like the Brewers had. Their offense is, stay put, pretty much everybody on that team is on a multi-year contract. The same cannot be said for the bullpen and for their starting rotation. So just because you win the trade deadline does not mean you win the division. And last I checked, the Brewers are still 5.5 games clear of the Chicago Cubs.
All right. So are the improvements to the roster significant enough to create a really deep postseason run?
The expectation is yes. The expectation is it has to go through the Dodgers. Everybody knows what the boogeyman is living in Los Angeles right now, and the Brewers will see them next weekend for a 4-game series. But the reality of the situation for the Brewers is simply this. The fact that the Dodgers can give up 3 top prospects and not even blink, whereas the Brewers, they put forward very serious offers for Tarek Skubal and were denied every time. Because one of those things that the Tigers wanted was Logan Henderson, and the Brewers were not going to trade Logan Henderson because they know how important that it is for him to move forward, meaning Logan has 5 seasons of control after this, whereas Skubal would be gone at season's end. When it comes to the postseason run and when it comes to what the Brewers have, they have the things that every baseball analyst dreams of. They have great starting pitching, and they have a great bullpen, which always keeps you competitive in a postseason series. You look at last year against LA, very quietly, the Brewers held the LA offense down for the most part. I know Shohei Ohtani had the greatest game ever played in Game 4, but those other 3 games, the Brewers really held LA down. It was a matter of their offense not coming to the table.
Okay, but the fact that now the Dodgers do have Skubal, mm-hmm. Can the Brewers get past the Dodgers in postseason?
That's what a lot of people are wondering. It's going to be hard. No one said it was easy, right? No one would blame the Brewers if they come up short again because, look, you throw your hands in the air and you look at this fortress that the Dodgers have created of, yeah, they're going to get every great player they ever asked for. But at the same time, Matt Arnold, I always think of a quote that he said, you know, I want to say this about 2 years ago, before the Dodgers run and all of this, where he said, hey, it's not my job to worry about what other teams are doing. I need to put the best team on the field that I can do so. And right now, I said it coming out of spring training that this team was better than last year's team, and they're certainly on that pace to do so again. And then furthermore, they've made a better starting pitching rotation heading into the postseason, right? Last season, Freddie Peralta, as much as we all loved him as a guy, underperformed in the postseason. Then you look at Quinn Priester. He was actually dealing with a major injury that we did not know about until this spring training. And the third was Jose Quintana, who's a very nice veteran and a nice piece, but he's not a postseason starter. The Brewers have improved across the board in those three areas with Jacob Mizorowski, Kyle Harrison, and Logan Henderson, which is why I believe this team does have just as good of a chance, a better of a chance, to beat the Dodgers from last year.
We're talking with the host of Brewers Warm Up and the Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio. All right, we got one of our fans, and they want to know. They say that Yelich has been in a slump, and they want to know, how long do you think Murphy will keep him in?
It's a great question. I think that's the million-dollar question, these final 45 days of the season. Yelly knows he's been struggling. The Brewers know he's been struggling. And it becomes a conflicted sort of conversation with fans, right?
Everybody remembers that day. We love Christian Yelich.
Of course. Everybody remembers that day we woke up in 2020 and saw that Christian Yelich signed an extension. And Christian Yelich was going to stay in Milwaukee. That never happened. He skipped his free agency. He always wanted to stay. And really, since that day, everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. There's been a global pandemic. He's had back surgery. He's had, you know, multiple times on the injured list. But yet, everyone doesn't want to quit Yelly. At the same time, performance matters. This is a performance-based business, and he is in the worst slump of his career. This isn't even like a little blip on the radar anymore. This is more than a month and a half of just going, oh man, is it ever going to come back? Now, today they're facing a left-handed pitcher, so I imagine he's going to have the day off. I think Pat Murphy's going to be a bit more aggressive moving forward and giving Yelich days off, especially against lefties, and especially on days where Andrew Vaughn, as we saw in yesterday's game-winning RBI, it's like Andrew Vaughn can still hit, and Andrew Vaughn deserves at-bats. And really the only place to put him, since the team MVP right now is Jake Bowers, Bowers is a first baseman, you put Vaughn at first or you put Vaughn at the DH, and the guy that becomes expendable in that conversation is Christian Yelich.
So you feel he'll be back in?
I think eventually, but I think there's a serious conversation being had within the Brewers' walls about when this team goes to the postseason, because they are going to the postseason, is Christian Yelich going to be your everyday designated hitter? Because I do not think that is on steady ground right now.
And if he's not, who would be?
It would be Andrew Vaughn, or it would be based on the starting pitcher on the other side. The Brewers have an opportunity with, you know, hopefully Sal Frelick returning from injury, some of these kids down in AAA that could be a factor to help give you some depth on the big league level. So the way I look at it is, while the Brewers are a well-constructed team, there are a few players that are underperforming at the moment, most notably Christian Yelich, also William Contreras. So these final 45 games, we'll be trying to make sure you get them back up to tip-top shape before October.
I'm going to put you on the spot. How deep do you think the Brewers will go into postseason?
You said the same thing that everyone's thinking. They got to get through the Dodgers, right? That's the only way they're going to make it to the World Series. Quite frankly, it comes down to this. Are the Dodgers a better team than the Brewers on paper? Absolutely, 100%. Nobody would have a doubt about that. They're supposed to be better. They have literally triple the payroll of the Brewers. That being said, either you get some help, meaning you avoid the Dodgers in the first round and the Phillies or the Cubs knock them off for you, and then you get through them. But quite frankly, the task is still, I mean, it is a tall task to beat the LA Dodgers with that four rotation. I think that you have to hope for an NLCS appearance. You have to get through either the Cubs or the Phillies or the Braves or something in that NLDS like you did last year. And if you get back to the NLCS and you face those LA Dodgers again, I'm not saying this team's World Series are bust because I know what's waiting on the other side of that wall, but quite frankly, crazier things can happen. That's what makes the story better, right? I've been saying one of my mottos is just, what a story it will be. What a story it will be if they finally come back and do it.
We know they have heart, but do they have enough heart to get past that block of money that's sitting out on the West Coast?
I mean, heart is one thing. Obviously, the game is played on the field. I thought last year's motto was beautiful from Trevor McGill, closer, the power of friendship, right? I think it's just sort of a tongue-in-cheek, great little slogan for a team that was a bunch of young guys that didn't know any better. But this team, you could argue, they're battle-tested now. They know what to go in, what they're getting expected for. They know what it was like when the lights were brightest. They know what the sound system sounds like at Dodger Stadium. If you've never been, you know it's the loudest sound system in all of Major League Baseball, and it can get rocking in 56,000 fans there at LA. But I think the way I look at it for the Brewers, it's unfair to say this team has to go to a World Series. It's absolutely unfair because the Dodgers are daring everybody else to say, you want to burn your farm system, you want to push your payroll to players to spots you've never been before, we'll still be here waiting, ready to one-up that ante over and over and over again. So the playoffs, I know that's not like the rah-rah speech that people want to hear, but the playoffs are a crapshoot. anything can happen. The Brewers were up 2-0 on the Cubs, and that went five series. The Brewers were hit by pitch away in game one of the NLCS from being up 1-0 on the Dodgers, and who knows what happens after that. But at the same time, you have to get to the NLCS. That's how I feel for the Brewers. You have to have a chance to play for the pennant.
Well, we know we've got you here at noon again today for the Brewers warm-up. And, Dom, we're going to check back with you as we get further into postseason, further into the last part of the season, to get your thoughts on what you think postseason is going to be. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
6 weeks to go. It's going to fly before we know it. Thanks for having me, Libby.
Dominic Catronio, thank you. Again, he'll be back at noon. It's 9:18 on WTMJ.